So we're about two-thirds of the way through the 45 Greatest WA Songs Countdown. Thank you to everybody who did cast their public votes. We gave you a 250-track shortlist to dig through and pick up your 10 favourite tracks. And Matt, there was, I don't want to say outrage, but there was kind of outrage about a couple of names that were missing from that list.
Yeah, I reckon we definitely realised there were a few blind spots or holes in what was a completely subjective list. So we've called in an expert to fill in the gaps, Dr. Adam Trainer, a former RTRFM music director and currently the community engagement officer at the WA State Library. Hello?
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me, Matt and Taylor.
Thank you for being here. Dr. T, we put this list out and there was rioting in the streets. There was flames and looting because there were some names that have been left off this list. And we're going to cover through some of that in a moment. But one of the names that stood out and was sort of repeated time and time again was that of late and great Paul McCartney. Can you talk us through a little bit about who Paul was and maybe a bit of his mark on the WA music world?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's safe to say Paul McCartney was one of the greatest West Australian songwriters ever. He started in the mid to late 70s, and there was a little band called The Boys who were, well, not so little actually at the time. They were a really big commercial cover band, and they were playing all covers, and they wanted to branch out, as a lot of the cover bands at that time did, into originals, but they didn't have any songs. They hooked up with Paul, and he wrote or co-wrote pretty much their entire first album, which contained a couple of, look, I think, quintessential WA tracks, in particular, When You're Lonely. But then I caught on in my own little way and try and make a dream come true. And it's been such a long time, been such a long time, I'm not sure what to do. Is an absolute classic West Australian, and it's sort of the start of the Perth power pop sound that evolved and had a few different iterations over the years. A few years later, we'd get the Stems, and then even into the 90s, there were bands that were sort of trading on that power pop sound, and I feel like Paul had an incredible capacity to write great lyrics and fantastic pop hooks, and he did that right through his career. I don't think that he got the accolades that he maybe, or reached the heights, I guess, that his songwriting achieved with The Boys, but a couple of his other bands throughout his career, The Jackals, he wrote some fantastic songs for them in the early 90s, and Circus, his last band, were doing really, really great stuff as well. And another thing that Paul McCartney did for the West Australian music community was he published and basically sort of ran the music magazine Groove. It was about providing a platform for WA artists to be profiled and really to be sort of, you know, taken seriously and shine a spotlight on the music community. So, you know, Paul McCartney left a big legacy.
I'm glad that we asked you to come in. I knew that we were going to get like all the context, but just in one answer alone, you've gone above and beyond. Thank you very much, Adam.
It's hard to shut me up, Taylor.
Yeah, and that legacy definitely does live on. The Boys, or Paul McCartney, was our most popular write-in vote amongst all the write-ins. Mm. Someone else who was on the long list, but maybe not the most RTR-related, was Johnny Young. Where does he fit into our wonderful WA music history?
I think it's safe to say Johnny Young was the first West Australian pop star. He had the first number one, Australian number one by a West Australian artist, and that was a double A-side, Step Back and Carolyn. The next minute she's out of sight. Johnny Young was there at the birth of rock and roll in Perth when bands first started playing, maybe not the very, very first. He came a couple of years after some of the early trailblazers, but by the early 60s, when there were shows, big shows where, you know, a couple of thousand kids would descend upon the Embassy Ballroom to listen to rock and roll bands on a Saturday afternoon for the Coca-Cola Bottlers Hi-Fi Club Hops. Johnny
you
Young.
You said that so quickly and without any sort of tongue tie at all then.
I've said it a few times. Johnny Young was one of the vocalists that really sort of rose to the top. A great voice. He was a good looking fella. And he was the complete package, had some massive hits. A couple of decades or so later, everyone remembers him from Young Talent Time.
Of
huge, huge, you know, West Australian entertainment success story, I guess.
Totally. And recently, in the last few years, inducted into the West Australian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the West Australian Music Hall of Fame as well. It was really nice to sort of hear his acceptance speech, and really nice sort of moment and point to remember people who made music in decades gone by. Still relevant somewhat in WA music now. We can't give away the rest of the list, but we can confirm that Johnny Young and Carolyn did not crack the top 45. That doesn't mean that it's not a fantastic and very important West Australian song. It's also one of the oldest songs that appeared on the 250 shortlist, Adam. But when we have a look overall, there's nothing that really represents that sort of bygone era. Is there a reason you think that might be?
Well, I'd like to think that RTR is retaining folks who have been listening since the station's inception, which is 77, right? And
yeah.
I believe that there may possibly be a track that's roughly of that vintage. So I don't know whether that's part of it. I don't know whether it's, I mean, obviously the list sort of tends to skew a little newer than that. And RTR's always been about playing new contemporary music and celebrating the local scene that was happening, you know, that's happening at the time. Perth music or West Australian music didn't necessarily celebrate itself until maybe the industry had built itself up. So maybe there hasn't necessarily been the sort of industry-wide celebration of West Australian music.
And like you said, like RTRFM, 45 years old today. We started in the year 1977, but we didn't start by playing things like The Scientists and The Victims. The very first broadcast was of a lecture from UWA, which is where we originated. So even in RTR's lifespan, it still took a little bit of time to really get that footing in WA music and in music in general.
Yeah, it was a classical music station predominantly. It was
yeah.
Lectures and classical music, apart from the one, I think it was 2 or 3 hour slot on a Friday or a Saturday, which was the program was NCM, mm-hmm. non-classical music.
Yeah.
So you can fit the entirety of contemporary music into that 1 2 or 3 hour slot.
Some of the things that were also omitted from that long list, which are notable, are a lot of female artists and First Nation folk. There's a few notable inclusions like Scrap Metal and the Pegram Brothers, but it still seems like it's a pretty big blind spot for a lot of folks. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I think that there have always been people of colour making music and women making music in Perth. I don't necessarily think they were always given the recognition that they deserved, and that's for sort of institutional and industry-related biases. You know, often when we think about the biggest West Australian artists, we tend to think, or, you know, we think of what, you know, what is Perth music? People tend to think about white boys with guitars, and there's a lot of that on this list, and it's all great music. It's fantastic. But there have been women making music in this town. There have been people of colour making music. They haven't necessarily always gained the support. But I'm glad that I think we're starting to recognise those gaps. We're trying to fill them historically, and we're definitely doing it in a contemporary perspective. We're making up for lost time.
Absolutely.
In that regard.
We're joined right now by Adam Trainer, a former RTRFM music director and current community engagement officer for WA Music at the State Library of WA. Just getting a little bit of the gaps filled and some context provided. If you've been looking through the list and drawing a few observations, don't worry, we have as well. Adam Trainer, thank you so much for being with us and celebrating the countdown.
Thanks, Taylor and Matt. Thanks for having me.